Kelly, I bought two items of women's clothing for me thinking it was guys.
What happened? Where did we go wrong? Did we end up in the wrong department? What happened?
Okay, so to be fair, it was at, we were thrifting, okay? So my daughters and I went thrifting over the weekend, and we were walking around, you know, Goodwill, and I saw a couple things. I was like, oh, cool, you know, like brand name. I'm like, all right, you know, obviously price point's there because it's secondhand, you know, it's thrifting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, okay, I could do this. I didn't recognize the brand name, so I Googled the brand name, and it comes up, sold in Nordstrom's and stuff like that. And so I was like, oh, okay, wow, designer.
Men's and women's?
All right. I didn't look that far.
Oh, okay.
One of the brands was Abercrombie. And so I was like, okay, Abercrombie has both guys and girls items, right?
It does.
It was a nice button-down shirt, plaid-like button-down shirt. And then the other item was kind of designer sweatshirt, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, just a couple items, comfort items, right, Kelly? So, you know,
thought
we're thrifty.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, right. You know, whatever. I'll spend a couple bucks on these. So I get home and, you know, my daughters are showing my wife, you know, what they got, what they found thrifting. Uh-huh. It was a big win, big score. You know, I got a couple things here. I'll show you. You know, I pull out first the sweatshirt and I show it to her. I was like, yeah, I just got this. She was like, you know, that's a woman's sweatshirt, right?
Oh, God.
And I go, what? How do you... She's like, there's pleats on the arms.
Oh, yeah. That's a sure sign.
There's pleats
there's
on the arms.
There's not pleats on men's sweatshirts.
No, no. I said, there's pleats on the arms? I full-on pulled a Michael Scott, and if you're a fan of The Office, you know that he bought a woman's power suit and thought it was a guy's and wore it around.
Wow.
So I bought this sweatshirt, and I was like, oh, okay.
At this point, you missed an opportunity. You said, I got it for you.
Well, she asked me. She was like, well, what size is it? And so she's like, no, I like my sweatshirts a lot bigger. I like them big and baggy. So that's not going to work for me.
How big on you was it?
Well, I don't know. I think it was a form-fitting sweatshirt. I don't know. The whole point is I bought this sweatshirt thinking that it was a nice guy's sweatshirt, and and it had pleats on the arms. And so, you know, I turned to my daughters. I'm like, they just shake their heads. They're like, no, no, we don't want it.
You don't really take that back either.
No.
Goodwill, do you?
Yeah, it's just a donation at this point. I literally took it out of the bag for Goodwill, and then I put it right back into a bag to go to Goodwill. So I was like, all right, there you go.
I needed you to wear it, though. Uh-huh. I needed you to take a picture, at least in it. And then what about the other shirt?
Okay, so the other shirt took a little bit more time for me to figure this out. Because the colors on the shirt, remember it was Abercrombie, were not indicative of it being a feminine shirt.
Okay. What colors did it have?
Kind of like a red, white, and blue. You know, one of those like rustic in the woods type of shirts that you get, you know, kind of an Abercrombie type thing. So anyways, I try it on and I'm like, I said, first of all, the sleeves were a little short. And I'm like, well, normally I wear a shirt size medium. This is all right. The sleeves are a little short. I was like, I guess I could kind of work with that. Mm-hmm. But then I go to
what about the cut on the side?
No, like, Kelly. But then I go to button it. And if anybody knows anything about women's fashion, and I do, the buttons are on the opposite side of guy shirts.
Ah.
So when you get a button-down shirt for a guy, the buttons are always on the right side of the shirt. Why they do this, I have no idea. So
maybe to make it easier for people to figure out what's guys and girls. Maybe.
So I go to button it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I did it again. And so I walk into my wife, and I'm like, I think I got another item, the women's clothing. And she's like, shut up. Again, to be fair, I thought they were both men's items of clothing.
Really precious. Did that one fit her? Did she want that one either?
I ended up gifting that to my daughters because they like the baggy shirts. And I don't think, honestly, I don't think they'll ever wear it, but I think my wife kind of forced them to take it. They're like, you take that from your father.
Yes, and you don't make your father, you stop shaming your father for his feminine tastes. In your defense on that one, I honestly was unaware that the button thing worked that way.
Got a text message from a listener. Why am I a 28-year-old female getting fashion lessons from Ben?
Well, here we are.
I never knew these things had to Google pleated arms. That's funny. Our buddy Mike texts in and says, right there with you, Ben. Went to the store and saw a really fun t-shirt and bought it. Got home. I was like, these sleeves are weird. They were a butterfly sleeve, which is indicative to what women wear. So, listen.
Yeah, no, that's real obvious. That's a women's shirt. Yeah, that's okay, so cute. And listen, there are men that like to buy women's clothes, but they do it on purpose.
Yeah, this
we're
is true.
Making fun of you because you didn't
right.
do it on purpose.
Bruce texts in and says, yeah, they have buttons on the other side, so we don't wear them. It's supposed to feel wrong, LOL. Oh, and he said, this is absolutely just made my morning. All right, well, here's...
Well, see, there you go. And you know what? And you can't really try clothes on at the store now. You gotta take that gamble. You gotta roll that dice.
Yeah, roll the dice. You're like, you know what? I'm just being fashion forward, Kelly. That's all I'm being.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could be a trendsetter.
Fashion forward.
Clothing.
I'll have to, you know what? Before I re-give them away, I'll have to take a photo of them and put them up.
Yes, please do. But you have to do it the right way. You have to take a photo of them on you.
No, I'm not going
to
take them on me.
You can model them. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's the only thing that's acceptable.
With the sweatshirt with the pleated sleeves. And
I think you're going to look adorable.
I don't know if you're into erotica, Kelly.
That was really casual. No.
You're not into...
Thanks for asking.
Romance erotica?
No.
Okay. Well, there is a quick, easy read that has been getting a lot of attention on Amazon, okay? It's free for Kindle users, and it's only 99 cents for others.
And easy read, and we're talking about erotica?
Yeah. It's called Kissing the Coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
MJ Edwards is the author. MJ Edwards, self-admittedly, said, you know, look, hey, I wrote this because I'm out of work and I needed, you know, to bridge. I needed some funds, so.
It said it's a steamy tale about forbidden love and dark desires.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it tells the tale of Dr. Alexa Ashtingford. Ashington Ford. Yeah, that's tough for me to say. She's trying to find a cure for COVID, right?
Okay.
Only to be turned on by a sample. Now.
Well, listen, when you look at the cover, Mr. Coronavirus is pretty hot.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
He's like a hot Hulk.
And he's kind of like an evil doctor. And yes.
But he's all green.
He turns into kind of a Hulk type person.
Yeah.
And then has an illicit affair with Dr. Alexa Ashingtonford. So, now listen. Again, I don't know if you're into erotica or not.
No.
But here's let me just read for you a review left by Isaiah.
I was going to say, is this like a gateway excerpt? Are you going to try to get us into this?
Well, I can do that for you, too. But Isaiah says this book is more of a short story. Only 16 pages long on the Kindle.
Oh, all right.
Nonetheless, it's gripping and has great supporting character, Dr. Gertley Chund, who is selfless, hardworking, and dedicated to finding a cure. However, the story is lacking any true conflict, so that's why he only gave it 4 stars.
Well, wait a second. The true conflict, isn't that like... coronavirus is bad.
Maria reviews and says, this is hilarious. This is not meant to be taken seriously. It's a parody and well done one. I could not stop laughing and telling my friends about it. Best 99 cents I ever spent. Okay.
99 cents. All right.
All right. Can I give you an excerpt?
Okay, please. This is story time with Ben Davis.
Despite the devastation the virus was causing across the globe, Alexa felt a rush of excitement every time she picked up the corona sample. Mm-hmm. Like a pulsating... blank.
Okay.
Desperate to unleash its devastation on anyone who touched it.
Oh, now I know what the blank means! Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, is that enough? I feel like that's enough.
Again, we're reviewing Kissing Coronavirus. It's an erotic romance novel, only 16 pages long on Kindle. And it has 4 stars, by the way. 4 stars.
Oh, 4 stars.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And again, only 16 pages on the Kindle. Hit it and quit it.
Right. Do you want one more excerpt? One more?
I don't know. Do I? Do I?
Well, you said that you were not into erotica, so maybe I'm just...
No.
I'm not trying to be an erotica pusher here, because I'm not into erotica either. But...
It sounds like maybe you're really... You're giving this some time. You're giving it a platform.
Again, another excerpt from Kissing the Coronavirus by author MJ Edwards. Alexa edged back, pushing back until her back pushed back against the wall.
It's so beautiful.
It is like poetry, modern poetry.
That's unlike any story.
If you want to buy it, we've tweeted the link for you to purchase it on Amazon if you want.
Make that like a steamy new Lifetime movie.
Maybe. Lifetime, who knows?
Story.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give this to you daily, okay? This also from the state of Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without using a piece of pizza as a weapon rather than eating it, you're doing okay. Now,
that's not what that's meant for.
Exactly. Now, listen, violence is never the answer. We never condone violence. This out of Florida is 57-year-old Sean Metcalf was arrested after allegedly slapping his girlfriend with a slice of pizza. Now, that's a no-no. It's a no-no. Let's not hit women. Let's not hit people. Right. Apparently, she was just throwing things away, including a pizza box she thought was empty. He got a little upset, saying that that was their dinner almost out the door. He told her not to throw things away. Things escalated, and that's when Sean picked up the piece of pizza, hitting her in the face and chest with it. Let's not do that, all right? No.
I mean, he could have simply just said, hey, babe, there's some pizza in there. Could I have that?
And listen, doesn't Sean know that pizza is just fine, even if it's thrown in the trash, as long as it's in the box?
You know from experience.
Now, this is not a proud moment of my life, Kelly.
You're a trash pizza eater, just, you know.
But I will say that I have in my past walked by a large trash can in the radio station with a bunch of pizza boxes stacked in them. The top box, I just happened to look up and see that there were several pieces of untouched pizza in there, and I did help myself to them. Now,
you think it's untouched?
I do. I thought it was untouched, and I have yet to confirm that whether they were touched or not.
Sure.
However, pizza in the box sitting on top of a trash can is still okay to eat, and I don't think Sean
also
knew that.
Also counts as trash pizza. Also counts as that.
You call it trash pizza. I'll call it recycling.
Okay. Recycled pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
So again, if you can...
Maybe you know what? He hadn't heard your experience.
That's right.
Thought, you know, it's fine. I'll go fish it out of the trash after she throws it away.
That's right. That's right. Like, literally...
Nobody has to get hurt.
Literally, Sean didn't know that it was okay to go and eat trash pizza. Because I am a living example of someone who has done that and been just okay.
I will say it's got to be new trash. I would have to say it can't be sitting there for like a day in the trash.
Now.
It may have some extra toppings.
Kelly.
What? No.
I'm just saying.
No!
Day-old pizza left out of the refrigerator is okay.
In the trash?
All right, let me just stop before I convict myself anymore. I'm going down a hole.
So, this is kind of crazy. We go to Australia.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah. Trip on the Barbie.
Ah.
Where Anton lives in Brisbane, is crediting his pet parrot, whose name is Eric.
Eric the parrot?
Eric the parrot.
All right.
Saved his life when the bird shouted his name, which woke him up and alerted him that his house was on fire.
Eric, my parrot, he started to yell, so I woke up and I smelled a bit of smoke. I grabbed Eric, opened the door, and looked to the back of the house and saw some flames.
Wow.
Crikey!
Crikey!
I mean, could you imagine?
No.
I mean, that is a good bird. That is, you know, one benefit of having a parrot that can talk that maybe you didn't really realize.
Oh, look at that!
Eric the parrot. Rah! House is on fire! Rah! Some, probably something like that.
That's really good, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're not the only one with voice things that you can do.
Yes, voice things.
Voice talents.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's your feel good.
We're going to tweet it out. Tweet, get it? Bird, tweet? Oh, my God. Doesn't stop.
Doesn't
at Ben and Kelly Show.
So, remember earlier in the week, we got this group therapy from a guy, and we actually spoke to him, and he was talking about how he had a one-night stand with a woman 4 years ago. It resulted in a pregnancy and her having a daughter. He has not been a part of their lives, and he pays child support, but she just recently reached back out to him out of the blue, he says, to say, hey, I'm tired of waiting around for the right guy to come around, and I want another kid, and I'm getting older, and what do you say? And so she kind of wants him for his DNA and nothing else. And so he's all like, I said,
this feels like a lot of red flags. What should I do?
Right. And so everybody, my gosh, like there were a lot of people on Facebook who are like, how can you not have a relationship with your kid? I mean, I can understand the woman, but how can you not have a relationship with the kid?
Yeah, a lot of people were just worried about, you know, when the kid, well, and then both of the kids, if he agrees to do this, at some point are going to wonder, like, why doesn't dad want to be in our lives? Like, that is going to be a really tough thing for the kids to go through. If you're really kind of looking at the most important people in the story, that could be a perspective. And other people are like, well, I can understand that she wants the same father, maybe for medical reasons,
yeah,
you know, the medical history, that kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, there were a lot of layers to this one.
Well, we got an update from him, and it just starts off, wow. I don't think I was prepared for the responses.
Yeah.
To clear up a few things first. We have never lived in the same city, so distance was a factor in both hers and my relationship and the child's.
As okay.
As I said, I'm doing the right thing and am paying child support. She doesn't want me in the kid's life and is fine with being a single parent, and I'm fine too because I've never been a part of their lives, ever. He continues. I look at it like a sperm bank. Do other guys who donate feel some sort of way about having kids running around with their DNA? No.
That's true.
Anyway, I decided not to tell my current girlfriend about this situation.
Oh, he does have a girlfriend. We wondered that.
Because oh, wow. I didn't want any more drama, and I wanted to be able to make this decision on my own without her influence.
And what is the decision?
At this point, I'm going to tell her no.
Okay.
No, I can't father her next child. And yes, I assumed she is meaning the old-fashioned way.
Oh, yeah. That would make it way more complicated now that he's got a girlfriend.
I know. And I guess he had spoken to her on the phone, so, you know, he could hear what we couldn't from her voice, you know, in that whole pitch, I guess. So anyways, he continues and says, thank you all for helping me with my situation. And please tell everyone I'm not a deadbeat or a bad guy who wants nothing to do with his kids. I do want kids of my own someday and will be present for them. Thanks, guys.
Oh, wow.
Man,
okay, well, you know what? I'm glad that he did clear up some big questions We had the distancing. Okay, I get it. The fact he's got a girlfriend, I mean, should be an automatic no, though. I'm glad he's going with the no, but it should, I feel like it should have been a quicker no.
I feel like we could have skipped this entire thing had he just asked her first. Like,
yes.
He says to his girlfriend, hey, so my ex hit me up and wants me to father her second kid. Oh, yeah.
No. Next.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I have a kid floating out there.
Wow. No, no, no. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And okay. You know what? And listen, before I dig too deep into him, like, I guess I can understand why maybe he doesn't bring that up to her.
Well, yes.
Where, you know, if he's not in the kid's life and doesn't plan on being in the kid's life, like, oh, gosh. That's just,
oh, but man, wow. I hope she never finds out down the road.
Oh, my
really, that's not good either. Oh, now I feel awkward for like another reason.
Okay. All right. So thank you to all everybody who responded to this, and I'm glad we got an update. And so I guess
I'm glad he said no.
We can all rest easy and say, you know what? We don't even have to worry about Lorian up right now because he's just saying no. And
I feel like it's probably best.
Okay.
Especially knowing he's got the girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to listen back to the original call, you always can. And you can see the original post too up at WDGX.com. Click listen or at Ben and Kelly Show with Group Therapy. 99.7 DJX. That sound can only mean one thing. It is time for that weekly epic battle of You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I, we will sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show me the trophy. That's really what we're going for each and every week. She's so pretty.
It's
been in your possession.
I mean, only for 1 week. You still hold the overall lead, though, in the series.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Does that intimidate you at all?
Little bit.
Okay.
This is it. Losers go first. Kelly K, are you ready with your best?
I'm ready.
Let me get my writing utensil so I can mark off what I've already...
Keep track. So don't double up on your joke?
Oh, yeah. That'd be awful to double up on jokes, wouldn't it?
I'll do that, too.
Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
My husband hated my impulse buy of an expensive revolving chair.
Oh.
But then he sat on it. He eventually came around.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Kelly, you know Sasquatch often gets mistaken for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeti never complains.
Yeti never complains.
Thank you.
Good one. Mark that one off. We don't want that one again.
No.
Guy sits down at a bar. Is everything okay? The bartender asked.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I got into a fight and she said she wasn't going to talk to me for a month.
Oh, no.
Bartender says, well, maybe that's a good thing. Little peace and quiet? Yeah, but today's the last day.
All right. Peace and quiet. Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you know why there are no pirates in Kansas?
Why are there no pirates in Kansas?
Because they're all in Kansas. It's actually written.
You want to back that up? Try that again?
Well, it's supposed to be Arkansas, but the way it sounds better Arkansas.
Got it. Hey, Kelly, I knew where you were.
Hey, Kelly, do you know why there are no pirates in Kansas?
Why are there no pirates in Kansas?
Because they're all in Arkansas.
Better.
Okay.
Better.
Thanks.
This one's from Gail. Hey, Ben, I got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Yeah?
Not gonna lie, it was a rocky road.
Ah, yeah. Those are the ingredients to rocky road.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you call a fly with no wings?
What do you call a fly with no wings?
A walk.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
This guy said, my wife is blaming me for ruining her birthday.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. Didn't even know it was her birthday.
Oh. Okay. Good. Kelly, did you hear about the circus fire?
I didn't hear about the circus fire.
It was intense.
Oh, that's your favorite. That's your favorite, isn't it?
Thanks.
That's really cute.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, someone removed the fifth month from all my calendars.
Oh, no.
I am really dismayed.
Oh, yeah. Dismayed. Right.
Yeah.
Probably also dis September, too. And dis April.
It's a fifth month, though.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Fifth month. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, you have to explain the jokes.
Maybe you stay in your lane, Ben. Maybe we stay in our own lane. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
My lane.
All right.
All right.
All right. Fine. Your lane. It's you laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly, what do fishes smoke?
I don't know.
Seaweed.
Nice.
Thank you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, what do you give an elephant with diarrhea?
What?
Plenty of space.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be anywhere near that. No. Kelly.
Yeah.
What happens to someone who farts in church?
What does happen to someone who farts in church?
They have to sit in their own pew.
That's good.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
That's good.
Pretty good.
Hey, Ben.
That's pretty good, yeah.
What do you call a polar bear in the jungle?
What do you call a polar bear in the jungle, Kelly?
Lost.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That was good. Kelly, you know, whoever decided to call them dentures really missed an opportunity to call them substitutes.
Really solid information there.
Mm-hmm.
I could get behind a change.org petition for that. I really could.
All right. You laugh.
Hey, Ben, what happened to the fly in the toilet seat?
What?
It got peed off.
Sure did. Kelly, what do you call a sketchy Italian neighborhood?
What do you call a sketchy Italian neighborhood?
A spaghetto! Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Delivery is really nice on that.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
How do you get ho-hos pregnant?
Ow.
You threw in some ding-dongs.
Thank
out
you.
There.
Thank you. That's funny. That's funny.
It was my go-to that closer. I've done it before. It never fails. It's always funny. Ding dongs.
I went Little Debbie. In my mind, I was like, something
no,
about
this is the hostess lane.
Yes,
it's ho-hos and it's ding dongs.
Yes, ding dongs. I was thinking Twinkies and Little Debbies. That's
last time it was Twinkies.
I know.
Same deal. The ding dongs always get you in trouble.
That's where my mind went. All right. You laugh, you lose. Thank you for suffering through this with us every week here on 99.7 DJF.
We all know video calls are kind of a thing now. You know, everybody communicates. Schools are online with video calls. And we've had examples of time and time again of what to do and how to conduct yourself during, you know, video calls and how not to conduct yourself during video calls.
Nakedness is not good.
Now, this isn't a case of nakedness, but yesterday I'm on a video call with a bunch of other colleagues, and I'm not an active participant. I'm there mostly just to listen, observe, take notes, etc., right?
Uh-huh.
So I would think most people, when you are not an active participant in one of these calls, you get snacks. So I had healthy carrot sticks, and I also had chili cheese Fritos. So I had a good balance of snacks.
Oh, that's a balance.
Yeah.
That's a good balance.
Yes.
Okay.
So I made sure that my mic was muted, right?
Yeah.
Because both have a crunch.
Etiquette.
Yes.
Yes.
However, you know, we're going through, and then I get a text message near the end of the conference or near the end of the call from a colleague that has a screenshot, and it has a picture of me eating. It's like, oh my God. And just really? ? And I'm like, I thought everybody was, but I apparently then after I got that, I was looking and nobody else was eating. It was just me.
Oh.
So
this was a snacks-free meeting? Did they send that out ahead of time?
No,
was
there
a memo?
They didn't say this was a snacks-free meeting. But is there a level of meeting that it's it is not appropriate to eat?
Well, I would say if you're the one doing a lot of talking or if you're participating a lot, I would say yes. But as an observer, as the role you were playing in this,
right.
I feel like, have some snacks. I had like full on lunch with like a lot of times our programming meetings are like around lunchtime.
Yes.
And so I have like full on been finishing lunch, at the beginning of the meeting. And I, again, am not an active participator, on mute, just listening.
Yes.
And ate my lunch. I mean, sometimes you got to multitask. What time was the meeting?
Like 2 o'clock. So it was it was after lunch.
It wasn't like lunchtime.
Yeah, okay. I mean, well, like I said, Kelly, it was snacks. I had healthy snacks, and I had you know, a good balance of snacks. The chili cheese Fritos, which hashtag amazing, and you know, carrot sticks to balance everything out.
Well, at least you weren't like snacking on an entire carrot, like pulled from the earth, like you normally snack on, looking like Bugs Bunny.
Now I did at one point. I thought as I was doing this, this looks bad. Because when I got to the bottom of the Fritos bag.
What did you pour it in your
mouth?
Yes,
I did.
Oh, my God. All right. Maybe that
Was that over the line?
Crossed the line a little. Were your legs kicked up on the desk, too? Were you real relaxed? Like, maybe there's an issue with the level of relaxation you're having.
Like, Ben isn't taking this meeting nearly as serious as we need him to.
Maybe.
You can always get a hold of us, Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. It's a magical place. Place where you can share pictures of your kids, share the experiences that you are having, or just complain.
Yeah, well, so Glenda kind of starts off this thread. She's bummed because her wedding is still a year off. Tammy and Don are there to kind of show support, but then her mom, Marion, chimes in and things kind of take a turn.
Oh, Kelly's
going to... See if you can figure out who plays who.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
Bummed out. My wedding isn't until September, but I put a deposit on the venue and nobody's excited for me.
Aww.
Where are my bridesmaids? I tried to set up a cake sampling. Nobody was down for that with COVID and all. Kind of feeling alone. My fiance is currently incarcerated for 56 more weeks, so he can only be involved so much.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, that's a little bit of a plot twist.
All right.
Okay.
Feeling
lonely.
Right.
I'm happy for you, Glenda.
Okay, thank you, Tammy.
Is it possible that people don't feel this wedding will happen? Boyfriend in jail? Just saying.
Hey! What we have is true love. It knows no bounds. No jail can hold it. It can withstand time because our love is eternal.
You tell him, Glenda!
He's confident.
Yes!
I'm sure your Facebook friends don't want to hear all of this personal gossip, Glenda.
Is that her mom? That's her mom,
isn't it? Yeah. Mama! That's what Facebook is for.
I just don't want anyone to be disappointed. You know, like last time.
Mom, you said you weren't going to bring that up.
Okay, what? What? Bring what up?
So, something like this happened in the past?
Let's just say that we had to undo some plans.
Oh, no.
Mama! Get off my page!
Doesn't matter. I'm still happy for you, girl.
All right, so everybody's still kind of in and happy for Glenda. What?
They're trying.
Okay.
So, what exactly happened?
Yeah, what did?
Well, when that inmate got out, he moved away.
Hang on.
Last guy was in jail also?
Oh, my gosh.
That's where she meets them. Jail pen pals.
Oh.
I'm not participating in this conversation anymore.
I'm not as happy as I was a few minutes ago. We need to
Oh my gosh. Okay. Her wedding's getting
so now
moved.
We're questioning the methods of how Glenda's found her fiancés.
Okay. You know, listen. Hopefully their love does prevail, right?
Yeah, you know what? We need to give Don the proper credit for kind of being the, you know, the Facebook sleuth in this.
Yeah.
He's kind of the detective that uncovered.
I believe your love can last for at least 56 more weeks. All right, that was Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX. Every morning, we always give you stories that help set the bar for your day. However, we set the bar for your day very low. They're called setting the bar stories, okay?
It's a small little hurdle to jump over.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of the zoo for swearing at guests when you're a parrot, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all right.
Parrot learned some bad words.
Here's the thing about this. we already know the culprit, because the culprit went viral about a few weeks ago for singing Beyonce's If I Were a Boy.
Best known for the number one hit, If I Were a Boy. Well, unfortunately, Beyonce was busy, so we've got the next best thing. It's Chico, who's a parrot from the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, who's gone viral for his uncanny rendition of the 2008 hit.
Yeah, that's Chico. So here's the thing about that. Chico, who is wowing guests at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park there in the UK, he not only serenaded guests to Beyonce's If I Were a Boy, but then he and another about four or five parrots decided to learn swear words.
How did they decide to learn swear words?
Maybe parrots.
As a parrot.
Maybe parrots are smarter than we thought.
How do you do that?
But then they started swearing at guests.
So they have a little parrot group.
So
that's now just cussing at each other?
Yeah, so here's the thing. So they would swear, the guests would start laughing. And so that would trigger the parents to be like, oh, you know what? They like it when we swear. So
you gotta be honest, I'd laugh too.
So then they would sit there and they would start swearing all the time. So then finally the zoo was like, okay, guys, we're gonna need you to cut it out. We're gonna need you to remove you from the zoo for a little bit. Put you in timeout.
Oh my God. So they had a zoo timeout.
They did. They were sent to a quote offshore enclosure surrounded by other wild parrots with the hopes that the other wild parrots would teach them not to swear.
Hey, the people don't like it when you use those words. Go back to singing Beyonce. They like that. It's family friendly.
Yeah, they like Beyonce. They don't like the swear words.
That's hysterical. Because listen, somebody that worked at the zoo had to teach them the words. They didn't just read a book. They didn't watch a movie. Well, maybe they watched a movie. I don't know. Do you think they let them watch movies? I don't know. I just don't know how.
Everybody's trying to figure out the whole social distancing thing. And I think for the most part, everybody has.
When this is all over, social distancing is one word I never want to hear again. I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, so this office that I just tweeted at Ben and Kelly Show, these workers were a bit, I guess, scratching their head when they saw the sign for social distancing in the bathroom for the men's room. Now,
okay,
so if I may paint this picture, it is a wall of three urinals right next to each other. Yep. Now, there's no divider between each urinal, which, you know, me personally, I like the divider. I just like there being something that separates you from the other person that's right next to you.
A little wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so obviously in these pandemic times, I'm thinking, you know, these three urinals, there's maybe only about 6 feet total. So each of these urinals are about 1 foot to 18 inches, you know, apart. So I'm thinking,
it feels too cozy.
Yeah, too cozy in these COVID times. Uh-huh. So there's a sign that says keep your distance, and they put a line 6 feet away from the urinal. Meaning,
wait a second. Are you saying that they have to like shoot 6 feet to try to land into the urinal?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that's the best plan. That doesn't seem the most sanitary.
Now, me being the sporting type,
did you go into the bathroom to try to do it?
Did you
mark off 6 feet in our bathroom?
Listen, Kelly, I'm going to say that it is not possible. You have to have a core strength to be able to push it that far. I don't think.
How far did you get? Like halfway? What's an acceptable standard? Like, what do you expect?
A good 4 feet, but still, to get it up onto the wall, you've got to be able to shoot it at least a good 8 to 10 feet in order to get it up onto the actual urinal, which is impossible. Dumb. It's impossible.
It's so dumb. It's disgusting. It's dumb. Not to mention the fact that you're exposed. If you're like that far away, 100% can we just acknowledge that part of it too?
I mean, there's no one in this building right now. So, I mean, you know, you can you can take your pants all the way down if you want. And
please don't, though. And use I don't need urinal. That mental picture. No, sir.
But yeah, this 6 feet to the urinal is a bit ridiculous. And that's why
I think they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think that's why it was this photo was taken and it was tweeted. But you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Not pee-pee archery.
Listen,
I don't understand.
Listen, I'm almost embarrassed right now because Allie texts us and says, don't you think maybe the 6 foot line was for someone who was waiting for the urinal, not for you to actually project into the actual urinal? And Allie, I'm embarrassed to say that is the first time I actually even thought of that.
No, man, I didn't think like that at all.
I didn't think of that at all either.
All right, I guess I'll take my best shot.
All right, well, here we go. I'm just going to nobody look. Yeah, because you don't have the cover of the urinal to, like, hide in. No. Nobody look. I'm going. And then, you know, kind of messy when you can only make it about 4 feet when the urinal is 6.5 feet away. So
thank God we have people like Allie to explain this stuff to us because we clearly can't
out ourselves. I am embarrassed to say that that didn't even cross my mind. I'm so close-minded to
not
that.
One bit. One, wow. Not 1 second did Thank I ever
you.
Think that.
Thank you, Allie. Kelly, I have a problem.
Is it about your hands? How you smell? What is happening?
No, I mean...
Snacks?
you're hitting all my triggers normally. No, I have... I feel like, and I'm talking to you because you are an expert in this sort of area.
Oh, wow.
I have
called me an expert in anything.
You're right.
Except for Ryan Reynolds' knowledge. Yeah.
I have, I think, an online shopping problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I do know about this one as well. Yeah.
So
that's in my wheelhouse. So talk to me, Benji. What have we bought?
So listen. I think has just started, and I think I'm on the cusp of this becoming a real issue. It started with just some simple things. Get it same day. I'm like, oh, well, that's
okay.
Just...
okay.
That's like going to the store, but I don't have to go to the store.
Exactly. Oh, that is can be a wonderful thing. So that's, yeah. That's
and then Amazon Prime Day kind of has exacerbated the problem. So my wife's AirPods broke. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to look. And sure enough, AirPods were on sale Amazon Prime Day. So I'm like, well, look at that.
Oh, look at that. I can save some money.
I'm going to save some money and do my wife a favor and get her some AirPods. And remember.
She's going to love you for it.
Yeah, that's right. And that was like the thing that I was thinking, okay, maybe I save this for a gift. But I was like, well, no, it's like a replacement. So I'm just going to give them to her. So I got that and got also some coffee pods to go in our Nespresso. I don't know if you have had the joy of drinking a Nespresso coffee, but it's delish. So,
is that the one that George Clooney is pitching?
Yes.
In the commercials? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great.
Exactly. So I got her like 50 of those for like $15. So,
oh, wow. That sounds like a bargain.
Yeah. So it came like 2 days later and it's like, oh my gosh. So also, I just happened to see some comfy camouflage joggers for myself.
You got camo joggers?
I got a hat for myself. Oh. And so I'm like, you know, I'm giving to my wife, but then I found a couple things for myself.
Daddy needs some stuff too.
So yeah. That stuff arrived and then I'm on Instagram and holy hell, Kelly, Instagram pulls me in.
You are just now discovering the joys of Instagram ads. Listen,
I have
about an 80% success rate there.
I know. And I used you in my brain as an example of what not to do. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I got the Instagram ad and it sucked me in on the clickbait. So I clicked it. Yeah. I'm like, oh. And then I happened to see, I'm like, oh, these trail running shoes. Kelly, I'm a runner, you know.
Absolutely.
These trail running shoes are half off.
And it's so rude to let that kind of a deal pass you up. It's rude.
And so I was like, well, let me just see if they have my size. It had my size.
But it's a sign from the Lord if your size is there.
And so I thought, nope, I'm not going to do it through Instagram. Uh-huh. And I went to the actual website. I'm like, it's got to be fake. So I went to the actual
More
website.
Legit.
Sure enough.
Where is it shipping from? Is it shipping from China?
No, it's not. It's legit from the company. Good. So I went I went through the company's own website, which is a reputable company, and I bought myself some shoes today.
Wow. I will say this, though. I, too. Remember the golf game?
I do.
The golf cornhole game,
Kelly,
that I was ordering for my husband back at the beginning of May.
I know.
For Father's Day June. I went to the website, looked legit, said shipping from California, when in fact it came from China. And it was a ball. It was a ball.
I know.
It was not even a good ball.
No.
It was a ball.
I know, Kelly, and I thought of this as I was sucked into that Instagram ad, thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to get catfished or scammed or anything like that. So that's why I went through the actual website, thinking that that would be my saving grace. It would actually be a scam. And
hoping that it's going to end up like my husband's best pug dad shirt, which is delightful. I got that from Instagram and it was as described and he loves it. So I'm hoping it's going to be in that lane and not the golf game that ended up being a ball lane.
Yeah. I don't know, Kelly.
It's a gamble.
This is a gamble.
But it's thrilling a little bit.
It is. It's a rush. It's a rush. I don't know. And now, Kelly, I have to go home and be like,
So be on the lookout.
Elizabeth, maybe. My wife. Elizabeth, I got another pair of shoes. And see, she's already poking me because I have a thing for shoes and jackets.
Yeah, well, whenever everyone's got a thing.
Shoes and jackets are my thing. Listen, I like accessories, Kelly. What can you say?
And guys, you know, you get kind of shafted when it comes to like all the different things that you can. You don't have as many things, I think, that women have as far as things that they can buy that are fun. So, yeah, you own your things. You be proud of your things.
Thank you, Kelly.
You get your shoes.
I got them.
Yeah.
And so literally every single time I come home with new shoes or new jacket, my wife's like, was I with you when you bought that? Or she'll just tease me, or she'll like, where'd you get those ugly shoes? And I'll be like, oh
that's savage.
It's a knife in the heart.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh well, I'm rooting for you, Spark.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.